neighbors that need some AC in this hot weather. You know, make sure you look out for them, check on them, and of course, do not leave your dogs in this heat in the car. Just that's a big no-no. Anyways, okay, kids, it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and as promised, I am going to play a 3 at 3. My first one ever, and hopefully many more to come, but we'll see about that. Anyways, the trifecta, and the group I have picked for my trifecta today for the 3 at 3 is of none other than the Rolling Stones. So sit back, relax, kids, and get your stone on, if you would. And you are listening to the Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO Trifecta.
See this thing happening to you.
Summer.
killed the Tsar and his ministers. Anastasia, scream in vain. I rode a tank, held a generous rank, when the blitzkrieg raged and the bodies stank. Pleased to meet you, hope you guessed my name. Oh yeah, I was puzzling you with the nature of my
Yes, this life is more than just a read-through. Anyways, kids, that was the Red Hot Chili Peppers, and by mistake, I guess they really wanted to be played next, because before that was my original 3 at 3 with the Rolling Stones, and I played the trifecta of the Rolling Stones, of course, Paint It Black, Sympathy for the Devil, and then Gimme Shelter, which I had to play because every Boston movie ever made had Gimme Shelter in that movie. Anyways, and then to the cherry on top, I guess, for the trifecta, the 3 at 3, was the Red Hot Chili Peppers with Can't Stop. You know what? By mistake, you know, and they always say, you know, the best mistakes were the best inventions, the greatest adventures were made by mistake, or in my case, the greatest mixes were made by mistake. Anyways, neither here nor there. 3:20 in the afternoon, and you're listening to the Giddy Up. Of course, this is our regular time now. It is a blistering 96 degrees here in Medford, Boston, and I'm sure you're all enjoying it. It is, like I said earlier, a 10-plus on the SWAS and SWOOB meter, and, you know, this is just brutal for, you know, the 28th day of August, and it's coming close to, of course, Labor Day weekend is right around the corner, and hopefully you're all doing something nice. I will actually be back, not be back, I'm here, but I will be giving the week and, of course, the weekend weather coming up shortly, and hopefully it's a little bit better than today. Today is brutal. Anyways, kids, so as I was saying, I will be up next with the shout-outs. I'm sorry, I'm a little lost. The cleaning lady come in, you know. And anyways, so we'll get back to some music, and I'll come back. Let's get back to some more classic, because the Rolling Stones really got me going for some more classic music, and then we'll just kick it up as the time goes. You know what I'm saying? Just ride it to the end is what I say. So, kids, you are listening to The Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Boston. Blistering, sweaty, swassy Medford, Boston. I know. Anyway, sit back. Hopefully this will cool you off a little bit. A little bad finger for you. Everybody needs a little bad finger. Of course, this one goes out to DC, my Don. little Toto with Hold the Line. You know, love isn't always on time. Sometimes the hooker is late, you know? I gotta tell you. Anyways, so that was some Toto, and before that was Bad Finger with Baby Blue for my baby Dawn. And now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, I don't know, whoever you are, and hopefully listening, it is that time of my show, of the Giddy Up, where we appreciate and let you know that we love the fact that you're listening to us and have hung in there with us for many, many years and many more to come, hopefully. So, really quick, I'd like to start off my shout-outs with a gentleman I ran into earlier today who I hadn't seen in a while, and he said he'd be listening in today. So, a little shout-out to Carl, the bus driver, who says he'd be listening. So, hopefully you are and enjoying the program. And, of course, also a quick shout-out to the funny man who this show misses greatly, my buddy, best friend, compadre, partner in crime, Chris, the funny man Ridgway, who is also checking in and and also will be checking in with myself tomorrow night at the Red Sox game. And you know what the good thing about it tomorrow night is? It's Mookie Betts' cube giveaway. I guess Mookie can, I mean, this guy does everything. You know, he's the best baseball player. He's bowled like nine or so perfect 300 games in bowling. And they're giving away not a Rubik's Cube, but a Mookie Cube tomorrow night, because he can do the Rubik's Cube in like 50 seconds. I mean, is there anything this guy can't do? You know, I actually have a plumbing issue. I'm going to give him a call later about. Anyways, so Christopher, let me get these shout-outs started properly now. No, not that that wasn't proper, but a two quick check-ins for you. So, starting off, as we always do, our good friend, who we love very much, who has been with us longer than anyone since she was an infant, Jennifer Kantorzynski, lead 'em. That's starting off the lineup, Chris. And, of course, who I mentioned, Dawn Chase, who better be listening in a sweltering house with no AC. DJ Kala D and Eric Wilson. Mon Kim at Malden Trans, who I believe are listening, and hopefully they are. And we had a good time at Foxwoods on Saturday night with Ma and Chet. Billy Roderick. Dave Struffolino, the old Struffolophagus. Michael Scott Stewart of the Brigands. Andy Ferry, who we miss and love because she's been with us since the beginning. Hopefully you are listening in as well. My sister Chrissy, who I think is listening in, I hope so, who, unless she's working, of course, at Jack's in Malden, best Italian food around, even better than the Feast Sunday, I guarantee you that. Anyways, if you went to the Feast, check in. I want to know how that was. I was supposed to go, but at the last minute, we running late and couldn't make it. But I heard it was pretty good. Christine Atwell. Chase Carson. And that's all I'll say. Tracy McKenzie. Debbie Depot. Old School Steve. Leah Hall. Out in Springfield. Hopefully she's listening in. I believe she also went to the old MGM, not the old, the brand spanking new MGM that just opened up Friday in the Springfield area. I heard it's amazing. Everything as far as for the kids. They have movie theaters, bowling, arcades for the kids, and then, of course, the old casino part where the parents can go and lose all their money. Anyways, Eddie Riley, who's working very hard, I'm sure, in his air conditioning truck for the city of Medford. Maybe I'll see you next Sunday, Ed. Matt Fisher, Danny Martinetti of the Lounge, right on this station. Kenny Melanson, Jen Cayley, Sylvia Gray, who I miss, who's been on the show a few times. Boston Jackie O'Neill, down in Plymouth. Actually, she lives in Plymouth. I was down in Plymouth there at the old Plymouth Rock. I got to see The Rock, yeah. How exciting. It's a rock. And probably not the rock that they first stepped on. I doubt it. But anyways, it's a rock. And Colleen Shea Murphy. Sweet Colleen Shea Murphy. You got to come on the show, Carl. Karen Falero Gennari. Greg DeVinny. Scotty Devani. Trisha Walsh. Tim Rufo, who's getting ready to go back to school. No, he's not in school. He is the principal at Ferryway. John Abbas Buckley. Rochelle Marie. My boy Paul Hooley. Pat McKeon. Bonnie Termarsh. Pam and Suzanne at the dockside. My buddy Mikey Frazier. Kimberly Campbell. Down in Oklahoma. Brady Howard. Michelle Scalisi. Hopefully you're able to listen today. Michelle Bono. My cousin Craig Willett, who I will see at his 40th birthday party. He's getting old. We all are. If he's 40, then I'm much, much older. On Friday night, see you there, cuz. Joe Susie, Diana Batum, Kathy Turner. Yes, the actual Kathy Turner. Calvin Westgate, Joe the Breeze Hyde, our buddy who used to do the weather here, which he did a way better job than I do, but I'll still be doing it in a little while. Yeah, take two, Tears for Fears. Thank you, boys. Lisa Neville Ambler, Phil Fleming, Dorothy Abruzzi Hebert. All right, Michelle is listening in. That's great. There you go. Bob, Samantha, and Robert Wynn. Encore for them. Mary Canavan. Marcin Kantrasinski. Lisa Marie Kilpatrick. Frankie, the mustache of Medford and Bergamo, who is one of our favorite friends of the show, who's been on probably more than anybody. He is the... You know, he's just a great guy who has a fantastic mustache. Can't say enough about his mustache. It's beautiful. And hopefully he'll be on again soon. He's been in every movie that's ever been made in Boston and then some. 50-plus movie appearances he's been in. We love Frankie. Denise Fioretti Mamelet. I won't get into any mamelets right now. Mike Bessler. Frankie Feely, my boy K-Dog in Charlestown. Peg Kanea Crow, Big Jack, Cookie, Christine Fantasia, Justine Tanzo, Buddy Nicole and Chloe, Irish Eddie, Jen and my niece Rhiannon. Christine Papalato, who we love very much, has been with us since the beginning. Ricky Cummings in the Dirty E. Marky Gayhart. Heidi DeMeo. And last but not least, our good friend, Laureen Petrillo, who hopefully will be back on the show sometime soon. And we miss you and love you. So that is your shout-outs on this 28th day of August. And I am dizzy. So anyways, Michelle, make sure, I just got a text from her. You be careful driving. I know you're driving at work, so be very careful. And just sit back. Don't relax too much, but enjoy the music anyway. All right, kids. So thank you, Tears for Fears. And that is your shout-outs. Today it is 3:38. You're listening to the Giddy Up, of course. And man, I'll tell you, we'll be back at 4. And don't forget our 4 at 4. Our rock block. I think we had much success with our 3 at 3 with the Rolling Stones. And one other thing I wanted to mention that I like to mention, but I don't know why, but it's, you know, I like those little things, the National Day calendar things that, and I always try to do either play something or do something that applies or coincides with the National Day, but today is a weird one. So I don't know if I'm going to be able to, but I'm going to lay them on you. Anyways, it's National Power Ranger Day. And maybe I will break out my pink Power Ranger costume out of the closet, which I... Get it? Okay, pink Power Ranger closet. Oh, man. And I didn't even hook myself up. Okay. Anyways, it is Rainbow Bridge Remembrance Day. Rainbow Bridge Remembrance Day. Okay. So, it's Rainbow Bridge Remembrance Day. And also, it is Cherry Turnover Day. So, who knows? Maybe I'll have a cherry turnover later. Why not, right?
Okay.
Okay, terrific. And also, it is National Bowtie Day. So, National Bowtie Day. I don't have a bow tie on now, but I believe I can play something maybe that... The only thing I can think of would be this song, and this one goes out to Chetty. And it is 3:40 in the afternoon, and you are listening to The Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Boston. And here's your bowtie music. Enjoy.
day. Lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes. And there's a girl in this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down. They say, "Brandy, fetch another round." She serves them whiskey and wine. The sailors say, "Brandy, you're a fine girl. A braided chain made of finest silver from the north of Spain. A locket that bears the name of a man that Brandy loved. He came on a summer's day bringing gifts from far away, but he made it clear he couldn't stay. No harbor was his home. The sailors said, "Brandy, a silent town, and loves a man who's not around. She still can hear him say, she hears him say, "Brandy, you're a fine girl.
WMFO Medford. No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Very, very good. You know, for the summer, definitely a great PSA and good advice. Don't drink and drive. You know, even buzz driving is drunk driving. And probably doesn't cut it. But it only cuts it. It actually doesn't cut it now. Are you probably going to listen to the 4 at 4? Not probably, definitely, because trust me, hang in there. It's coming up in a minute, and it is a doozy. Anyways, it is 96 beautiful, swassy degrees in the state of Medford. Of course, you're listening to DJ Polly B on the Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO. And we're having a little fun here, of course. Everybody's listening in, checking in. I love it. And that little doozy of a rock block, we started off with Sharp Dressed Man by ZZ Top because I couldn't think of anything else that had to do with a bow tie off the cuff. Off the cuff. All right, and little BTO, Let It Ride, one of my favorite songs. That song just gets you going. And Brandy, Looking Glass, and that goes out to the funny man's wife, Aubrey. I know she's probably not listening, but I know that's her favorite song. And a little TP for me and the funny man. I won't back down, and especially not from some TP. God rest his soul. And I think myself and the funny man were the... we're at the last concert, maybe not the very last, but definitely one of the last. And he was just great. He was absolutely great, and he will be very greatly missed as well. So, anyways, 357, 358. I have. I'm gonna do my 4 at 4 now. It's a little early, but I'm just anxious to get this kicked in, as I'm sure you're all anxious to know exactly what it is. So, my 4 at 4. Today will be Pearl Jam. And why Pearl Jam? You ask, why not Pearl Jam? But there is a way, a reason for it is Pearl Jam will be at Fenway Park. I believe it's the 2nd and the 4th. And what is that, a Sunday and a Tuesday, I believe? I'm pretty sure, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that's it. Crazy days. I'm not quite sure why they picked a Sunday and a Tuesday, or whoever picked it. It's odd, but Sunday could be a fun day, and who doesn't like a Tuesday? Of course, I can warm up Pearl Jam here next week on the show. Why, maybe, who knows, maybe an all Pearl Jam show. I don't know. I'll figure it out during the week, maybe especially over the long Labor Day weekend. Anyways, and that was a good PSA for the Labor Day weekend about the drinking and driving. You guys be safe, okay? Anyways, let's get right to it. Let's get to this Pearl Jam rock block, or 4 at 4, as I like to call it. My new baby, if you will. And this one goes out to everybody that loves Pearl Jam. And, of course, who's going to the show at Fenway. I'm very, very jealous. And, of course, I think the funny man, of course, is going there. And he's going to be living at Fenway for the next week. Anyways, so with no further ado, I give you the Giddy Ups 4 at 4, the rock block of Pearl Jam. And you guys are listening to 91.5 WMFO in the beautiful, swassy, humid state of Medford, Boston. Enjoy this 4 at 4, kids.